It is very valuable to be able to distinguish the difference between the feeling associated with sensing accurate information and the feeling associated with sensing inaccurate information. Although subtle, those two feelings are very distinct, and the distinctions get more and more defined with practice. Through time, you will learn to pay attention to only the feeling that is associated with accurate information. This exercise helps you to become familiar with that feeling, as well as develop visualization, imagination, and clairvoyance. As we have been discussing, we're now going to be working with inanimate matter. So much of what makes our lives easier belongs to matter of an inanimate nature. Everything from what we live in, write in, eat with, heal ourselves with, wear, see through, and enjoy is inanimate. The growing role of computers, cell phones, and other modern-day technologies are such a part of our daily experience that living without them would be very hard to imagine. It is beneficial to establish rapport and be attuned with inanimate matter. Projecting your intelligence into inanimate matter will involve more imagination than when you project it into a familiar place. It will involve some perception and possibly some intuition. While you are projecting, focus and concentrate your awareness on the various levels of inanimate matter, and sense your awareness as being inside and one with each of those levels. To prepare for the exercise, select any three similar items, like a gold ring, a silver ring, and a brass ring, or a plastic cup, a glass cup, and a ceramic cup. In the Silver Intuition Training Life presentation, we actually use four objects. They are four different metals. Although they're metals, they're very different one from the other. It's stainless steel, copper, brass, and lead. So this means that you can go out and get yourself a copper penny, maybe a gold pendant or a silver coin, and use those items as the objects to work with during the exercise. The goal is to project into three similar, yet different, inanimate objects so as to allow you the opportunity to make stronger comparisons and clearer distinctions. In other words, you are able to establish clearer subjective points of reference. Once you have selected the three objects that you are going to explore during the exercise, and before doing the exercise, physically hold the objects in your hand one at a time and study them from an external point of view. Examine the color, shape, temperature, weight, and texture. This is done in order to have a clear impression and memory of the objects you're going to explore with your mental senses, making it easier to bring them into mind during the exercise. You're going to be asked to repeat every movement that you made previously as you were making physical points of reference. Now you're going to do this subjectively as you bring the object closer and closer towards you, and then you're going to touch your forehead with your hand and the imaginary object. This will allow you to go into the object at any level or depth that you desire. When you do this, you're going to be instructed to use a finger snapping device. What that means is that if you want to make the object bigger or brighter or greater in number, you snap the fingers of your right hand. If you want to make anything, it could be the object or yourself, smaller, lesser than, darker, then you snap the fingers of your left hand and expect a change to take place. So snapping the fingers with your right hand increases, and snapping the fingers with your left hand decreases. Along the way, you're going to be asked to then come out of the object and allow it to float in space by itself and keep it rotating, keep it dynamic. So as you can see, it's really a very busy exercise that incorporates a lot of mental gymnastics. The more information you experience subjectively, the better. Once you are familiar with how to do the mental projections as practiced in the exercises, you can even do them with your eyes open. Simply defocus your eyesight, internalize your awareness, and use your mental senses to gather information. Defocusing your eyesight is achieved by blurring your vision. It is similar to what you experience when you are daydreaming. The only physical sense that utilizes high beta frequencies to operate it is the focused sense of sight. The moment you defocus your vision, your brain frequency is able to slow down into alpha. Although you can gain information with your eyes open, we encourage you to continue practicing your formal type of meditations with eyes closed. This will result in greater benefits. Anytime you attune your intelligence by projecting your mental senses for the purpose of exploration, so as to establish points of reference, make sure you experience the information with all your mental senses. Engage your intelligence fully and completely during the exercise. You are to gather information and discern this information by making comparisons as you go with color, temperature, texture, density, odor, and taste. You will compare what you sense in object number one with object number two, and then with object number three. Notice that although they are somewhat the same, there still exist noticeable differences. By doing these exercises and comparisons, your mental faculties will gain great flexibility and move easily through time, space, and dimensions. We are now ready to enter the meditation for developing intuition. Bring out the child in you and have fun during your explorations.